banks around the world that could dictate where interest rates go next. The Dow had 151 points, the NASDAQ adding 186. This is SRN News.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke? Or if 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wolnow, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. On this last day of winter, we have a late season cold snap to talk about. Freeze warning in effect for tonight. Cool sunshine today with a high temperature much below normal, up to the upper 50s to around 60 at best. Low tonight near 32, widespread frost by dawn tomorrow morning. For the day tomorrow, more sun, high temperature barely up to about 60, upper 30s again on Tuesday night, and near 70 on Wednesday, back to the low 70s on Thursday. Risk of showers returning on Friday. That's the third Friday in a row. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
1819 News.
State Senator Arthur Orr wants his fellow colleagues within the Alabama legislature to not just address the woke agenda in public agencies, but to also address the power structure of the Alabama Department of Public Health. Orr was asked about the effort within the state legislature while he was on WVNN radio. Orr says he thinks a more powerful department like the health department needs to be addressed, especially that of the state health officer and how that person is chosen and what organizations are the controlling entities behind that position.
Legislators are beating their chests over thumping libraries and the archives and history. They need to take a hard look at themselves in the mirror when it comes to our state public health officer, who is unaccountable to the public via an elected body, be it the legislature, be it the governor, who's elected by a board who is unelected, and therefore, in my opinion, very unaccountable. And the system, controlled by the medical community, pushes back when legislators try to bring some control and accountability over that position, and the legislators go weak in the knee and head for the hills. And I find that very unfortunate and something that we need to address.
I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
Murder charges have been issued against a man and woman in Mobile for the death of 52-year-old Rodney Tucker at the end of January. 43-year-old Gilbert Pittman and 36-year-old Jessica Allen were charged with a domestic incident. The details of how Tucker died or what the relationship was with the other two has not been revealed by investigators. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's time to replace. And right now, you can get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. Plus, with our March 31-day sales event, you can save $377 off every window and $777 off every door when you buy four or more units. Just text OWN to 200-300 for your free consultation on top-quality affordable windows or patio doors for no dollars down, no monthly payments, and no interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text OWN to 200-300 to save $377 off every window and $777 off every door when you buy four or more units. Hurry, this incredible 31-day sales offer is only in March. Text OWN to 200-300. Text the word OWN to 200-300. OWN to 200-300.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views on a Monday. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the studio with me. How you doing, Eddie?
Pretty good. How you doing, Joey?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing just fine, as they might say. Doing just fine. Hey, fix your camera, thick boy.
How that?
Part of the thick boy nation. Yeah. I don't like that.
The thing thick around here is my hair.
No, you're looking all right today. You look handsome today. I'm just saying.
Okay. You know, if you owed me some money or something.
Well, if you don't learn to actually take my compliments, it's going to be a bloodbath.
I've heard, Joey.
Because if there's one thing us right-wing nuts like is blood. And so much blood, it's a bloodbath. It's so awesome. Like, we want blood on the streets. Blood on the rocks, or isn't that an AC/DC song?
Yeah. No, it's Blood on the Rocks.
If you want blood, you got it, right? So everybody careful, like, because when you start using language like that of bloodbath,
okay.
You're asking for it.
What are we asking for?
A dictator, of course, you know.
Well,
a dictator to violently take his vengeance.
Or is just doing the dictator for the day?
Oh, well, you can get a lot of blood in a day.
I mean, that's what he wanted, just for a day, right?
This is what we're supposed to be like, by the way.
Oh.
According to, if you like Trump, then, you know, he uses this rhetoric. You want blood.
Not really.
Well, excuse me, I'm not like Senator Britt running for office. New blood, blood. How many times should you say blood? By the way, you got Trump praising her at one of his rallies. I think it might have been the same one. Where Trump is talking about the bloodbath. It's going to be a bloodbath if I don't get elected. And one thing I find absurd is, so let's go to this Twitter page here. This is the first thing you see here, Eddie, are the actual headlines from NBC News.
Okay.
And from CBS News. And from Rolling Stone,
What
a terrible magazine.
I know. I used to subscribe to that magazine.
But NBC News says, Trump says there will be a bloodbath if he loses the election. An Ohio rally, Trump says there will be a bloodbath if he loses. Rolling Stone, Trump says there will be a bloodbath in election. Okay. So what did Trump actually say?
Good question.
Yeah, I wonder, what did he actually say? Let's listen.
Mexico has taken over a period of 30 years, 34% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country. Think of it, went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and think that...
Wait, he's talking about cars?
So far.
Yeah, let's hear them out. I'm waiting for the blood.
They're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line.
Okay.
And you're not going to be able to sell those guys.
I'm not hearing any blood here.
No, not at all. Sounds like a good plan, though.
Did we miss it? Let me back it up a little bit here. Okay, let's see if we can get some blood.
And you're not going to be able to sell those guys. If I get elected, now if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories. A friend of mine.
Really?
Oh, he did say bloodbath.
He did say bloodbath. He did.
How did you take it? I don't think.
As the usual way people
did.
Yeah, as the way that, like, a lot in corporate media. And if we're judging, like, who has the most blood on their hands,
yeah,
it is no contest when it comes to the corporate media and the U.S. government. No contest.
There's three of them right there.
It's spreading the hate, too.
Papers.
Hate and division. No contest.
Right.
From the disinformation experts in corporate media. Nobody can even get close. No one can even touch what they're doing. But, well, you got to run with it.
Yeah.
And I'm amazed this is still effective. But this plays into their whole idea. He's a dictator, and he wants more insurrection and blood. So, for instance,
he's even predicting a bloodbath. What does that mean? He's going to exact a bloodbath? There's something wrong here.
No, it means we're going to be bleeding automotive manufacturing. Right. That's what a working brain thinks. But she's been so shot up with stem cells and Botox that I don't think her brain works anymore. Or she's just that freaking evil.
I don't think he was just talking about automotive. I think he's saying the United States in general.
Yes.
We're going to be bleeding out.
Yeah.
Jobs.
Blood,
money.
White.
Right.
Well, of course he would say bled white. What do you mean by white? That's how this reporting would go.
Yeah, that's true.
It's absolutely infuriating. But it's also wonderful to see that so many on, say, the X platform, Twitter, seeing right through it.
The call out?
Calling it out in real time. But, you know, here's the problem. It's going to be like really bad. Like, maybe we're just off base. This is Trump's, like, coded message.
Oh.
Because, like, well, let's listen in. This is a montage of the corporate press. Again, has more blood on their hands than there is water to wash it off. Let's listen in.
A second Donald Trump term look like?
Well, he cannot be the next president.
Right, right. Thank you, Liz Cheney.
Because if he is...
You can't imagine the things that he's going to do. Mexico.
Oh, shut up. I'm Michael Cohen. I'm a sleazebag.
Shows how desperate they are, rigging Michael Cohen into anything.
All right.
Canada. We can't go to Canada because eventually Canada will become annexed to America.
And shoot visitors to the White House.
Yeah.
What? Did he say shooting visitors?
Shoot visitors to the White House.
Is that like a new sport?
I can't even with these folks. It's absolutely amazing.
Bring them to me so I can shoot them.
Right. Wait, but I don't think it was just Trump who's used the term bloodbath before in his speech. I think,
sure,
you know, everyday people use the term. Let's listen in here.
Reports tonight on the, quote, bloodbath at the RNC.
Oh.
Headlines calling it a, quote, bloodbath. Be a bloodbath. Not only is it going to be a bloodbath, but after they leave New Hampshire, it's a bloodbath on her home turf. That's really tough.
And Trump has left a lot of corpses in his wake.
Good Lord. And they're worried about the way he used bloodbath. He didn't bring up the corpses.
You know, usually they're the fake news, lying news. But, you know, I am so magnetic, so energetic, so powerful, mm-hmm, that people die from how amazing I am.
I've heard of high
corpses in the wake of me, Donald Trump.
People, but I've never seen anybody kill anybody with it.
Let's keep going.
I mean, we can count the bodies as part of the, quote, MAGA drive to take over Maricopa County. And the headline refers to it as an impending bloodbath. Columnist Charles Blow has a new piece for the New York Times entitled A Biden Bloodbath.
2018 midterms, you can bet that they 100% are fearing a slaughter. In fact, the word bloodbath and massacre come up frequently.
The Republican Party will be destroyed. It's going to be a bloodbath.
There's going to be a bloodbath one way or the other.
Bloodbath for Bernie Sanders.
It's been a bloodbath. They're shaping up to be a bloodbath.
Head off a bloodbath in next year's crucial midterm.
Well, we're not run by, like, vampires.
Wouldn't they be better off just to say, hey, that guy stole our word?
Right. We use bloodbath. But we mean it in the metaphorical sense.
We literally mean it.
Yeah. Like, goodness gracious. Here's Brian Williams. I got to see what he's going to say about a bloodbath.
Peer elections are often a bloodbath.
This week's bloodbath for Democrats.
A bloodbath at the ballot box.
There could be a Republican bloodbath.
They'll talk about a bloodbath.
It's a bloodbath. I have to talk about you.
It's going to be a bloodbath all day long.
Is in for a bloodbath.
Has it been a bloodbath on the way down?
Donald Trump bloodbath. Be a bloodbath.
Is that just Mad Libs, like Donald Trump bloodbath? It's kind of like saying a word over and over again until it loses all meaning.
I would have took him more seriously if they would have said, hey, he's stealing our verbiage.
Right.
I mean, he used it one time and you just showed me 40.
By the way, it just broke this morning.
Yeah.
That Trump's lawyers are now admitting there's no way he can make bond.
Oh.
For this case that claimed that he overvalued his properties. They said there's no way. They've tried. They've gone to 30 different companies and to essentially make the bond that they're saying he has to make, he would need to raise $1 billion in cash.
That's what they want. That's what they're after, dude. Break the man.
Absolute cheats and liars. But let's keep talking about the bloodbath.
Predicted to be a bloodbath. May not be the bloodbath.
It would be a bloodbath.
More of a bloodbath. It's going to be a bloodbath in November.
Possible Biden bloodbath this November.
A bloodbath on Wall Street.
There's going to be a bloodbath
in Alabama into a bloodbath.
Obviously, there was a bloodbath.
Wait, they're going to turn Alabama into a bloodbath?
Yeah.
Wow, when did that happen? I didn't notice any blood on the streets.
Not here lately.
Well, I stay away from those parts of town.
Ah.
It's a bloodbath. We're down 800 points.
This bloodbath at Department of Homeland Security.
And it's a bloodbath today.
There was going to be this bloodbath.
Election bloodbath. It could be a bloodbath for them.
Bloodbath, possibly.
Bloodbath that went through with the Attorney General.
Bloodbath 99 days out.
The bloodbath is going to look like.
Presided over a bloodbath in the diplomatic corps.
Absolute, in my opinion, bloodbath.
You do say it enough. It's a tongue twister, baby.
Sure.
Bloodbath.
Maybe they should just shut up.
But yeah, Trump spurned by 30 companies as he seeks bond in $454 million judgment. This is the headline from the New York Times. So this isn't a rigged system at all.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
100%. So how does he prove?
He should just not pay it, and he should seek sanctuary in somewhere like Florida and only go to sanctuary states and just give the middle finger to these folks. Don't pay it. Don't even cooperate anymore, because I guess it's a bloodbath, so we can do whatever we want, right?
Well, or he could theoretically sell it to a friend for $1 more than what they're saying it's not worth, give them the middle finger, and...
Oh, but see, that's conspiracy to commit fraud against the court, because the friend of him must have been.
I'll buy it, as long as it cash a check.
Again, these are the folks that valued Mar-a-Lago at $18 million.
When the property right down the street goes for 48-something.
Right.
So, he's got
the Mar-a-Lago's
a
little more prestigious.
He's got the worst place on the block, Joey. It's a real dump.
Give me a break.
And not only that, the more ludicrous part of it than anything is someone from New York, a judge from New York, is going to tell me what a property's worth in another state, none of which have any type of realtor ability whatsoever.
Right.
Can't show their work. It's just what's in his head.
Right.
No, then this is where I get angry, because why are we even listening to this guy? That's what's so frustrating.
Because they have the power and they're going to use it.
Because somebody won a popularity contest?
Yep, exactly right.
No,
or somebody knew somebody.
Yeah.
Had their way paid. Like, I really am at a point, and I hate it for, like, all these candidates are coming in today the people running for office, running for Congress, running for all sorts of other positions. But I look at this federal government and this corporate media nexus that's around them, and I'm like, y'all are illegitimate. You prove it to us every day.
Sure.
You don't even pretend to follow the Constitution anymore. You don't even pretend to uphold the rule of law. You just do what you want to do.
Yeah.
So why should anybody else follow the rules?
Without consequence. Yeah.
Well, that's what they're counting on, that you'll just appeal to the rules and fall on the sword of your principles instead of actually, you know.
Tell me where we rock the boat.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. But I guess either way, Eddie, it's going to be a bloodbath.
Well, apparently he's up there talking about it now.
272-9228. No, that was Saturday. We just played, yeah. But Trump wasn't just talking about bloodbaths. It's going to be a bloodbath. He also was praising, of all folks, Senator Katie Britt.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did he find her captivating?
I think he has.
I bet he has.
Yeah. Well, that and Mo Brooks really screwed the pooch, folks. He really screwed up. So here's Trump. And again, this is, I think, in that Ohio rally. And he tells this whole story about Mo Brooks and how Mo lost that election. Mr. President, President Trump, I was there.
Yeah?
This is a bloodbath of a story, meaning that you slaughtered the truth.
What?
You massacred the truth.
Who are we talking about here?
Trump says here that after Mo gave that awful speech at a state fair, I don't think it was a state fair.
Okay.
But it was in Coleman, right?
Yeah.
And it was, they do all these rock concerts out there. It is, and he said, I broke the record for Elvis Presley. I think that is true. Or that's what he was told, at least. Crowd goes wild. But he said the day after that awful speech by Mo Brooks in the rain, I endorsed Katie Britt. Like, no, you didn't. You did not. You did not. You held on to the endorsement, then you took it away from Mo like a month later, and then you bided your time until it was clear as day that Katie Britt was going to win. And then you bet on a sure thing.
Are you sure about that, Joey?
Yes. Excuse me, pardon me. Because when it comes to Donald Trump, most people have to kiss his ass in order to get ahead.
Right, right.
In our case, Alabama, Donald Trump had to kiss Katie's ass.
That's not how he said it, Joey. He said that she came to him.
But I was right. We had one in Alabama. I call it the Mo Brooks speech. Because Mo Brooks got up. He asked me for an endorsement. He was an election denier, which is the right thing because the election was crooked. And Mo Brooks got up and he hired, I believe it was either Mitt Romney or John McCain's management team. But before that, he asked me for an endorsement. I gave it to him. He took a 54-point lead. Then he called me and said, I'd like to do a rally. Mo Brooks, a friend of Jim, right? Mo Brooks, legendary. Where's Mo? What happened to Mo? So he gets up.
Wow.
I said, you don't need a rally. You got a 54. Let me do rallies for people that need it. Sir, I'd like to have a rally. You have a 54-point lead. It's Alabama where I won it by 45 points, okay? I love Alabama, but they understand we don't have to be there. We have to be in places that are a little closer than that. Although I happen to think we won most of the country. You want to know the truth. If the voting were real, I actually think we won most of the country. I actually think we got a lot of Ohios all over the place that you won't really recognize. But Mo Brooks got up. He said, sir, I'd really appreciate it. And we went to the state fair. 68,000 people showed up at the state fair. And an old guy came out. He looked like he was about 103. He said, you know, you did something I never thought would happen. Alabama. He said, this was the state fair, and I guess he owns it. He said, I've been at this place for 60 years, 70 years, a long time, and you just broke the attendance record of a man named Elvis Presley. Can you believe it? He said, you just broke it, man. He said, I never thought that would be possible. We had 68,000 people. So Mo Brooks gets up. Yeah. And he says, let's forget about the election. The election was fine. Let's just forget. We have to get on to the future. He got booed. I was downstairs being interviewed by ABC Fake News. And What happened is I said, you couldn't hear anything. The place exploded with boos, boo, boo. He took a 54-point lead into that rally, and he reduced it to he was losing by 20 by the end of the night. He dropped 74 points, and we have a very wonderful senator. I endorsed her the following morning, Katie Britt. She was doing a good job.
But, Mr. President, I just have to say this. You didn't endorse her the following morning. You waited months. You pulled the endorsement from Mo, then you bided your time to see who was going to rise to the top. I'll say it again. Usually people have to kiss Donald Trump's ring. The Britt campaign was so good, he had to kiss her ring. And he bet on a sure thing at the last second. Excuse me, pardon me, Mr. Trump. I was here. I remember that cycle. So how about this? Let's hit a break because we have a news cycle going on. In this Alabama 2 race, especially for the Republican nomination, is heating up. We'll be right back with Dick Brubaker running for Congress.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey folks, this is Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center, and did you know there's all kind of dogs that we can feed, like sleepy dog, hot dog, creek dog, swimming dog, hunting dog, shaggy dog, lap dog, window dog, riding dog, hiding dogs, puppy dog, standing dog, hat dog, cozy dog, family dog, even a dancing dog, man. So come see us at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville, and we can even feed your kitty cat, too.
When your tax refund comes, put it on the floor and walk on it. Revitalize the look and feel of your home with new floors from Prattville Carpet. With faster and better service than the big box stores and luxury vinyl planks starting as low as $4.99 per square foot, you'll enjoy that tax refund turned flooring every single day.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Dial 285-8117 or visit PrattvilleCarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And views in the afternoon, and as promised, we have right across the desk from me Dick Brubaker. He's running for Congress in the brand new District 2. How you doing today?
Man, I'm doing great. Got a little frog in my throat. It's spring allergy season, but I tell you, I've had a good day. Went to the at the John Hall store, you know, this weekend. They had their big community crawfish boil, and that was a lot of fun. If you haven't made it out that way, you should go if you live out that way. It was a lot of fun.
Well, and I love crawfish. Like, a good crawfish boil is all right.
Well, and also, you know, it was everybody that lived in Cecil seemed to be there. Okay. So it was fun.
Well, let's start with how we kind of started the show. I don't know if you heard much of it. Like, this, it's just another example of, I think, how silly or stupid this cycle is going to be. I'm not even necessarily talking about your race, but this bloodbath comment by Trump and how the media is spinning it up. Are you ready to go into that environment currently in Washington, D.C., because it seems just like crazy town right now?
Well, it is. And what we need is some Republicans who just choose not to participate. I mean, all this negative campaigning, trying to destroy other Republicans, it just is, it's not a strategy that's helped us. I mean, look at Congress right now. I mean, we have lost the Senate. We have a, six-vote margin in the House, which is the same as nearly nothing. And that's because not only is the country divided, Republicans are divided. And this, you're never going to get an even shake from this media. I listened to Trump's speech. He was talking about the economy. Matter of fact, last Thursday, I was in Mar-a-Lago. He was having all his economic people there, and I got invited, and Laffer was there, famous Laffer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Art Laffer.
Stephen Moore, people like that. It was really interesting. But he made that comment in the context of what's going on in big-ticket retail, particularly the automobile industry. And they pull it out, acting like he's calling for insurrection right. if he doesn't win the election. I mean, it's completely false. And anyone who takes the trouble to listen to his whole speech would see that. But CNN and ABC and NBC, they just count on the fact that people aren't going to do that.
Right.
And, you know, it's truth is everything. I mean, if you're going to go into public life, you ought to commit yourself to telling the truth about where you stand.
Right.
And seeing if the people will trust you with office. But there's so much just lying going on that it is very, very dirty water to swim around in. And I'm not looking forward to that part of it. But we can't just abandon the country. People that still believe in the American in values of this country and liberty, security, limited government, states' rights, all of that have got to get in. Because this is the country our grandchildren are going to live in.
Yeah. Well, and it doesn't look pretty when you look at all the problems ahead of us. Like, when you look at structural problems up there in D.C., like, what do you think are the biggest things that pop out to you? For me, like, one would be this debt, of course.
Well, you've got, you know, the certain parts of our government are assume a certain level of competency on the part of the executive. And one of the structural problems, as you call it, is I have never seen a president or a party with a lack of a moral compass to the extent that the Biden administration has. Like, American foreign policy is so confused. He knows he hates Putin, but he can't really seem to say why. And so we have dumped a lot of money into Ukraine. And I think regardless of what Congress has, we have paused on that a little while, but that's going to continue. But even more so, every time he talks about Israel and Gaza, I mean, the Israelis not only were attacked with 1,000 of their citizens killed on purpose by terrorists.
Yes.
You know, all that's been lost. NBC, ABC, CNN, they constantly show pictures of dead Gazans, acting like it's the Israelis who made this happen. And our own president, oh, we have to support Israel. They're our ally. But, you know, those people in Gaza are good people, too. And here's $100 million for you. And, you know, you just cannot play both ends against the middle when you're talking about terrorism. I mean, my son is an active duty soldier. He's in the 75th Ranger Regiment. If we go, he goes.
Yeah.
And you've got a president who can't even call out terrorists. We've got a president who can't even call that scum who killed Lake and Riley,
yeah.
an illegal immigrant. He called him, an undocumented neighbor? I mean, what the hell is happening? The guy's a murderer.
Right.
He killed a young woman with no discernible motive. And the reason he was loose in Athens, Georgia, is because Joe Biden's policies turned him loose in Athens, Georgia. This has got to stop. And Republican and Democratic Congress people have to put that first. As far as the country's structure won't survive a million illegal entries every 3 months. It just won't. And it's, you know, if we don't turn this thing around soon, I'm not sure it'll be retrievable.
Now, you mentioned it, and I could hear it there in between the lines, and I was actually having this conversation with my uncle, the Monsignor, the Catholic priest in our family, about is it like all these economic issues or these issues with political decisions, policy? It's a chicken and egg issue. Is it that, or have we lost something about our faith and morals? And I know you're a history buff. You probably know this story, but the op-ed I have coming out tomorrow for 1819 has to do with, you know, that famous deist, Benjamin Franklin, who was always, you know, living life a little fast, but was a man of the Enlightenment. And it's the Constitutional Convention. They're at an impasse over the state representation in the House and Senate they propose. Is it going to be based on population, or should each state get an equal vote? And it's about to break up the convention. Franklin stands up and gives a speech where he essentially says, we need prayer. Did we forget our great friend?
Well, and he also said, let us doubt a little of our own infallibility.
Amen.
We do, you know, but even in the Republican Party, if you go read the answers, like go to eagleforum.org, not Eagle Forum Alabama, but their national group, and read Republican answers. I mean, go to the District 2 race and read the questions that a lot of Republicans, including my opponent, left blank. One of the questions was, I've got a copy of it in my car, I'll bring it to you. One of the questions was, essentially, does the government have the power to change the definition of marriage between being a man and a woman? No answer. Same on questions on immigration and abortion. Now, there was a time when a Republican candidate running in the South would have to answer those questions. But when it comes to pro-family issues, our national leadership is for some reason pulling away from that, especially on the LGBT thing. They just don't want to talk about it.
Right.
And we have got to... Another thing that Franklin commented is, I don't know if it's apocryphal or not, but it's attributed to him. He was asked, walking out of the convention, you know, by an older lady, you know, do we have a monarchy or a republic? And he famously responded, a republic, madam, if you can keep it. Mm. And our constitutional structure was made to govern a moral and upright people. And it is not strong enough to govern any other kind.
Right.
We are staggering toward totalitarianism. And some of it can be blamed on leftist Democrats, but a lot of it can be blamed on Republican incompetence.
Well, and is there a role for, like, I'm not asking for you or anybody else who runs for office that gets maybe a position in the Congress or anywhere else to go, I am a moral exemplar, but it's more you should be leading by example, and you don't necessarily have to talk about it in public, but, like, for instance, here in Montgomery, like, the last time you were on, the amount of calls that came in talking about things you'd done behind the scenes.
Yeah.
How important is that to somebody serving in public life?
Well, if you're going to represent a community, you should live in it. And not off of it, in it. Hmm. And one of the things that I think already people are seeing with the consolidation of family businesses, being whether it's, you know, electric companies or car dealerships or you name it, these locally owned firms are being consolidated into big nationally owned firms. And what you lose is people running businesses that live in communities and have a stake in those communities, whether it's helping schools or whether it's even sponsoring Little League teams. I mean, all of that helps hold a community together. And we are losing that part of America. Yeah. And I don't know whether it was inevitable or not. I you know, certain huge economic trends, you know, just happened. But I do know that you take that and combine it with, for whatever reason, the generations that came after the boomers, they're not joiners, not as much.
Right, yeah.
The Lions Club, the Kiwanis Club, these, well, they still exist.
Right.
Their memberships tend to be declining. And that's bad because they fill a lot of that gap.
Right.
You know, a bunch of like-minded people who gather together a couple of times a month just to find out what in the community they can help with. And maybe it's in areas where the government, if it can move at all, moves just so slowly. And they would, they jump in and fill the gap. And that is the loss of those community-based organizations is just not good. And we as civic leaders, if people don't already know that you're a person who can be counted on in the community,
Right.
I don't see why they should trust you with their vote. I mean, frankly.
Well, and we got to hit a quick break here. We'll come back and more conversation here with Dick Brubaker. Before I hit this break, this part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. And hey, fellas, there are two things as we get older that can happen. You know, one is issues in the bedroom, like erectile dysfunction. Let's not sugarcoat it. It is what it is. But also low testosterone. And in fact, there are a lot of guys, not just, you know, getting into their 40s, 50s, and 60s, who are walking around with low T. There are a lot of young men now who have low T. Doctors are even recommending part of your annual men's health routine should be getting your testosterone checked, even starting at the age of 18. Because knowing whether you have low testosterone is huge in combating some issues. For instance, if you're feeling a lack of energy, drive, including sex drive, unwanted weight gain, loss of muscle mass, you're just always tired, mentally and physically, like you're walking through life in a fog, well, Montgomery Men's Health can help you figure out if, in fact, low T is causing those issues. They'll conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for only $99, and they have low T treatments there that can truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym.
Brother.
That's right, brother. Better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism. You usually even notice an increased libido, and there ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
So you can actually book the same day that you call. Guys, it's time to feel amazing and hit your goals this year. That number, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com to book your appointment today.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Ertis.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. On this last day of winter, we have a late-season cold snap to talk about. Freeze warning in effect for tonight. Cool sunshine today with a high temperature much below normal, up to the upper 50s to around 60 at best. Low tonight near 32. Widespread frost by dawn tomorrow morning. For the day tomorrow, more sun, high temperature barely up to about 60, upper 30s again on Tuesday night, and near 70 on Wednesday, back to the low 70s on Thursday. Risk of showers returning on Friday. That's the third Friday in a row. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Continuing our conversation with Dick Brubaker, he is a candidate running for Congress here in the brand new Alabama 2 district. So, you know, a little bit of hay has been made out of taxes. Like, taxes? I think your opponent said you've supported raising taxes.
Oh, you know, this is where it's tempted for me to go negative. I mean, if we want to talk about people's past, let's go. But on the, it's pretty good that as long as I was in politics, over 20 years, you know, 12 years as elected, others working for governors and are working for education groups, that they have to go all the way back to 2003 to find a vote they can lie about. That's pretty good. But that was the Bob Riley's Amendment 1.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, there are 14. Here's the part they leave out. Yes, I voted to put it on the ballot. There was a Democrat majority in the chamber in 2003, and I did vote to put it on the ballot. But there were 14 individual tax bills that made that package up. I voted against 13 of them. The only one I voted for was the cigarette tax. My dad had just been diagnosed with lymphoma from smoking. I was a little mad at tobacco companies.
Understandable.
But for those 13, I voted no on the actual taxes. But I did vote to put it on the ballot, along with every other Republican in the chamber, except one, I think, maybe two. But anyway, it was 2003.
Okay.
And the other one she gets after me about in her negative ad, the second, she gets after me for two things. One is, oh, you criticized Donald Trump over the tariffs. You better believe it. It would have increased if those tariffs that had been passed in their original form, and the BCA and the Port Authority, they were begging every elected official, just make as much noise as you can. It would have increased the, like those air tankers, air-to-air refueling planes, $10 million per Airbus plane. Would have unemployed all those people at that factory. Hyundai, any of these transplants that import parts, it was taxing those imported parts that go into Hyundais or Kias or right. Airbus planes as if they were end-user items.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Dick Shelby and our people in Congress, you know, got to the president, and by the time it actually made it to Congress, it had been changed. But right. Your job is to squeal when you've been hit.
Right.
I mean, and if we hadn't been willing to say, now, wait a minute, I voted for you, and you're my president, but that right there is not good for Alabama.
Oh, yeah, and we were a net exporter of auto, and that's you needed all those inputs to order to export.
Well, it didn't make any differentiation between a transplant building cars in Mobile, building ships and planes in Mobile, or cars in Montgomery from just an imported item that goes straight to the shelf.
Oh, you're right.
But
right.
So that's what we got fixed. So it didn't. Airbus could continue on like they were used to, so could Hyundai. And the other thing is, and I wasn't in the legislature when that happened, this was in 2020, I did support the local school tax.
Okay.
Because you got to remember, now I was not a legislator. The commanding officer of Maxwell had just come before, you probably the newspaper wrote about it, and told Montgomery, if you guys don't get serious about fixing these schools, we're going to pull the base out of here.
I remember, yeah.
Yeah, and so... And just to show us they weren't kidding, you know, the next year they shut down the NCO Academy at Maxwell Gunner and moved it to another base.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make sure the people of Montgomery knew that we were really not kidding this time, guys.
Right.
So, yeah, as a guy that owned a car dealership, I voted to do what I could to keep the one of the largest employers in the county, in the county. But, you know, but that's politics. If you want to make stuff up, you can.
Well, but now going forward, and when you look at the federal level, would you pledge no new taxes? And or would you, I think a better pledge is I'm going to try to cut taxes.
Oh, yeah, that's what has to be done. If you want to cut taxes, the way to do it is start shutting down bureaucracies that never should have been there in the first place.
Yes.
The Department of Education, the U.S. Department of Education, is the most obvious choice since Jimmy Carter formed it. The quality and state of American public education has been going downhill. And if you want to know where all the bad ideas about interjecting gender politics and LGBT politics into school curriculums, those curriculums aren't being written at the state level. Right. They're being written in Washington by the U.S. Department of Education. And we could close that bureaucracy and just block grant the money to the states based on how many public school students they have. I mean, there is no, they can't point to anything they've done that has made public education in Montgomery, Alabama, or Mobile, or in Chickasaw any better. But they do spend a lot of money. And we need to, on the chopping block, that should be the head that rolls first.
Hear, hear. And, you know, I look at this current situation where it's not only, you know, I've gotten, well, I'm not debt-free anymore. It's, you know, fun growing up. But when I was debt-free, I would realize, oh, wait, the U.S. government's taking out debts in my name. Yeah. And then, okay, you have your taxes you're actually having to pay. But when I look at, say, 20% inflation over the last few years, isn't that a tax, too?
Of course it is. And it not only taxes what you buy, devalues your buying power, it devalues your savings, your 401ks, all of that. And inflation is not going to be under control until we rein in federal spending. And the other thing is, we've got to stop this idiot war on fossil fuels. The reason prices in the food sector are up and are staying up is because of transportation costs. Now, we can do something about that. And if anybody wants to look at my tax record when I was a legislator, the groups that track, you know, Americans for Tax Reform and all those people, I always got an A with them the whole time I was in.
Right.
So,
now, what's, this is an odd question, but what's one issue that you think is a big one down the road but people aren't talking about? And I know that isn't big during elections. We talk about what people are talking about and caring
about.
Well,
I think that if Trump wins, and for the sake of the country, he'd better, and we start talking about reducing government spending, the fight's going to be over who gets cut.
Right.
I mean, the Democrats are going to line up and say, cut the military. Now, that's an interesting, you know, position for them to take, even though I know they'll take it, because they're the ones moving us toward war with China. And they're the ones who, you know, all of this that's happening between Israel and Gaza can be traced right back to the decision Joe Biden made in Kabul, Afghanistan.
Yep.
We have demoralized our allies and emboldened people that hate us. And it is time for, but America's going to have to make a decision. If we want to control inflation, federal spending has to come down. Inflation is too much money chasing too few goods. That's what it is.
Right.
And the reason interest rates are up is an interest rate is just the price you pay for money. So right now in Montgomery, Alabama, these able-bodied people who are not in the workforce, because of federal subsidies and the fact that people are being encouraged not to work, they would have to get a job that pays $66,000 a year to break even.
Mm.
That's why this 50% that's not working is so resistant to coming into the workforce.
Right.
That's where, if I was in Congress, that's where we'd start. If you're disabled, if you're a full-time caregiver, fine. But if you're an able-bodied person between 18 and 50 and you want to live above a subsistence level, you need to go get a job. And there is,
amen,
we can, yep, this entitlement growth has just got to stop. And if you don't stop it, you're either going to have to gut the military while we get ready to go to war with China,
mm-hmm,
or we're just going to have to live with ever higher and higher inflation.
And it's, I worry, you said so much there. For one, you brought up, I just want to underline for the audience, and I've mentioned this to both senators, is you think BRAC decisions, base reassignment decisions, were tough in good times.
Oh, yeah.
And God bless Richard Shelby in those good times. But if we're going to go to bad times, or we do have to tighten up a little bit, that's going to be a whole other ball of wax. And it would take, I'd imagine, the whole delegation working together on something like that.
Well, and the thing about what makes Maxwell vulnerable is the fact that, you know, it used to have some flying missions, and now it doesn't, not permanent flying missions. And so what it is a college. It's the College of the Air Force, both for enlisted and for officers. Now, that's a great school to have, but it also makes it easier to move. And that's what really concerns me. That's why the city, finally, is offering all of these options to military families when they come in now. I mean, you want to go to the magnet program, you're in. You want to go to, you know, like the Brubaker Technology Magnet, go there. And over time, they're going to develop what amounts to a charter school specifically. At least that's the laws they're going to establish a school under for the military. And in the short run, they're just going to have a good old DOD run paid for school for the younger kids.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But all of that is being subsidized by the city of Montgomery because I think they finally believe that unless, you know, it used to be that 8 out of 10 families that got assigned to Maxwell brought their dependents.
Correct.
Well, then it got where it was below a third, and that's what that general was complaining about.
Right.
He said to get an assignment to Maxwell was supposed to be a reward, a cherry for good things, but because of your schools, it's like a hardship assignment,
right.
And we're not going to tolerate that anymore. So you've got to either give our families more choices in education, or you've got to improve your schools overall, but you'd better do something quick. And I hope that the city is going to keep their eye on that ball, because I can tell you as a car dealer,
right?
If Maxwell was to suddenly pull up stakes, that would bite, and it would bite the local economy a lot harder than people realize.
I think we got time for a call here. Let's go to Red Top. Hey, Red Top, you're on with Dick Brubaker.
Dick Brubaker, by the way, please tell David Mowry to give Red Top 2 4x8 foot signs so I can put them up for you.
You got it. He's listening. I'll tell him.
Because I'm working on his house right now. And
right.
I also have a customer whose wife is a teacher at Maxwell Elementary. They already have an elementary school at Maxwell.
That's a DOD closed. School?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good.
And that's the reason why they still have it is because the primary education is just not up to snuff around here.
Well, and and middle school and high school. Yeah, it's all bad.
Well, they're okay with middle and high, but it's just the primary that most of the service people are worried about, and they have always had that school, and it has never closed.
Well, so, I never said it closed, but if you look at the way this DOD school is being funded, the city of Montgomery is really stepping up. And for older kids from Maxwell, I invite you to look at the options they have they didn't have 3 years ago.
Well, the whole education system in Alabama Montgomery runs on federal money. They couldn't even teach the first grade without federal money, and that's been a big problem for a long time.
Well,
now, let me say one thing.
Yeah.
My dollar is worth 50 cents at the most in comparison to what it was 4 years ago.
I'm not going to argue with you.
Let's talk about the reality. What is the dollar worth? It's worth no more than 50 cents now. Am I correct in that assumption?
Well, if inflation's been around 10% for 4 years, yeah. We got one more year coming.
What legislation do you? I would like you to go up to D.C. with guns loaded and legislation in your hand. What you got up your sleeve, bro?
I'm gonna tell you, there are two.
Thank you, Red Top.
There are two. The first one is to bring in some sort of prior year budgeting where you limit where the absolute most you can spend is your prior year and not waiting for revenue projections because they're always wrong and they're always over-optimistic. And the second thing is you've got to start things that the government's doing now that it never should have been doing. The government needs to be forced to stop doing it. I led the show off with abolish the U.S. Department of Education. And either put the money back in the Treasury or block grant it to the states. But what you can't do is keep throwing it down the rat hole of